Okay, it's The Yearbook, a podcast sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. It's for nurses and flight attendants. I don't know. Subscribe or something. It's available on iTunes. I think we got everything. Except we have a new addition to May 22nd. Molly O'Malley, a model and aspiring singer born 5/22/2001. She is, and I'm serious, and we are really proud of this, the number one web star born in Delaware. Do not knock Delaware. The billboards are already up celebrating Delaware Blue Hens football, and why not? The son of the man who inspired the Disney movie Invincible. Yes, Elizabeth Banks would be his mother. Kind of. The son is now a senior wide receiver with the Blue Hens. And Molly O'Malley has not forsaken Delaware, apparently. She apparently spent a few weeks there, in May at least. And by some metrics, she's already one of the most famous living 522s. By Internet Movie Database's, IMDb's ranking, Molly O'Malley isn't even the number one Molly, and she's not in the top 100. But the formula used by FamousBirthdays.com has O'Malley the fifth most popular May 22nd birthday, way ahead of Cameron B. Kondova, who she's way behind on IMDb. May 22's most popular Molly and the current number one overall 522 celebrity, according to some, is quirky girl Molly Ephraim, possibly because her show Last Man Standing, yeah, it's her show, is being relaunched by Fox. Or so we thought. Because apparently Molly Ephraim has opted not to return to the returning version of Last Man Standing. Yeah, it's still her show. So who knows why she's number one right now. Okay, so Molly O'Malley, she's an Instagram star with 453,000 followers. I know. A celebrity on just about any other birthday would have well over a million followers, but she's ours, and we welcome her to the club. You know, this was supposed to be about college football rivalries, the one thing that didn't survive all of the sports realignment. But now we're out of time. Good night. It's not a surprise that money would play a role in this. After all, a labor impasse did what even World War II could not, cancel a World Series. Back to college football money. Texas football coach Tom Herman recently said he would like to see Texas and Texas A&M play annually again. It was once unthinkable that those two would just stop playing, but that's what happened when the schools disbanded their football programs, relocated to different planets. Nope. A&M joined another conference. That's it. Herman here should get a lot of credit for proposing this since he works at Texas, which is the state's most popular school and would have the most to lose by losing to A&M. Nebraska and Oklahoma are scheduled to play again in 3 years. But that one might be an even better example of the problem here. Oklahoma annually fought over the Big Eight Conference, and the rivalry was one of the most intense in all of sports. And it wasn't temporary, like, for example, Florida State-Miami, which is bigger than life when both schools are great, but interest trails off majorly when either FSU or Miami is not awesome. But although many in Nebraska and Oklahoma want the game back, Husker Sooners is in serious jeopardy of just being forgotten. As with so much in college football, the reasons for killing the game were ridiculous. The Big Eight expanded in the 90s, and even though Oklahoma and Nebraska were still in the same league, they couldn't possibly still play each other every year, so the rivalry was gasp interrupted in 98 and 99, and then again in 02, 03, and 07, before being packed up after 2010 when Nebraska departed for the Big Ten. Now, the results of killing the game are not ridiculous. Nebraska-Oklahoma was, and remained, one of the best rivalries in all of football, but now, how many fans actually remember it? And with years and years and years and years and years of Auburn, Alabama, and Michigan-Ohio State overload, how many who remember it are now starting to doubt how big Oklahoma-Nebraska actually was? Over the next 12 years, there are four scheduled meetings between the two home-and-homes, but this deserves to be annual. Should the Cowboys and Redskins play once every 5 years, Nebraska and Oklahoma have a lot in common. But of course, they never shared a border and no longer share a conference, so outside of Nebraska fans, how many people still realize how much the Huskers and Sooners have in common? If you're interested, the Getty Images photography website has gone into their archives, and they posted a small gallery entitled Ready? flight attendants, a trip through time. It's an interesting history that includes learning how to inflate those colorful life vests, apparently outdoors at an actual pool, a strange large exercise group called A Course in Slimming, putting out a fire in full uniform and wanting to be recognized rightfully as safety professionals, and the person who invented the flight attendant. Just in case Getty Images already removed it from the front page and you want to see it again, it's titled Flight Attendants, A Trip, Get It Through Time. And the Social Security Administration says the name Molly is currently the 166th most popular baby name in the U.S. And as long as there have been records, Molly's never been out of the top 500 names. Doug, not so fortunate.